You're listening to AOD, broadcasting on 257 meters. The time is exactly 8 o'clock, time for the news.
On the hour, AOD News.
The bitters dispute at the ESB could escalate today if men at two power stations refused to carry out instructions. The ESB have said that the men at the Tarbert and Great Island stations will face disciplinary action if they refuse to work normally. This could lead to retaliatory action from the union. A man who escaped from Mountjoy Prison last Friday was recaptured last night. Francis Mercer, who was serving a life sentence for murder, was arrested by two Gardaí in South King Street. The Irish pound rose yesterday to within £0.03 of sterling. The rise in the pound's value is due to doubts about the future of the British economy, which is forcing down the value of sterling internationally. Two teachers' unions in the north have written to the British Minister for Education, complaining about the free day being given to schools in the north for the Pope's visit. The Ulster Teachers' Union and the National Association of Schoolmasters say that the free day could cause trouble at some schools. And finally, the weather will be bright spells, though rather cloudy, and will be strong west winds. That was the news and weather in AOD, with the time just coming up for 1.5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
257 mornings, listen to the music.
Thank you.
And the traffic this morning, well, people seem to be out a little earlier than normal, according to VIP taxis. Around Santry in that area, traffic is beginning to build up, but overall the traffic is moving fairly smoothly for this hour of the morning. No traffic lights out of action that we're aware of, and we will keep you posted between now and 9 o'clock. And this has some various aspects of the traffic. We just say a very good morning to Brendan, and to Brenda, rather, good lord, I get killed. Brenda and Tony, who today celebrate 3 years of wedded bliss. Dedicate this record to both of you out there in Lucan. Another wonderful day. Here's Len Campbell. This is all about loving you. Nice appropriate record too, Brenda.
I know you've been in love before. I know it sometimes seems like war. I just want to show you there's no use. Anymore, oh, honey, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna love you all our lives. You will be needed. Your words of wisdom needed. I'm gonna. We can take a photograph right underneath places we wanted to go. But honey, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna take care of you. And I'm gonna love you.
Probably having a little bit of a cuddle there and everything. 9.5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and that's Len Campbell, which we dedicated to Brenda and Tony, 3 years married today. Oh, so the first 10 are the hardest. Or is it 20 or 30? I can't remember. Very good morning to you. If your eyes have just opened and you've greeted this Tuesday morning, you're listening to ARD, and we're here on 257, 24 hours a day. Get off.
Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through this 100 times or more. Seven feet, 7 miles, all those things that
Neil Young of 13 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock and Four Strong Winds. He's on to the new single from Leo Stair. Story of most people's lives, this one, when the money runs out. New single from Leo Stair, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. We'll let you make up your own mind about it. Go when the money runs out. This is an article in this morning's paper. Their hair is shiny and grey flecks, and they wear clothes that would look fine on kids of 18, but on them only serves to emphasize advancing years, and they surround themselves with lovely-looking women. And who are they? The classic props of middle-aged men who need to be reassured that they're not really old, just trendy and still swingers, don't we all? Miss Seeley is talking about the Rolling Stones, who once tore down the temples of pop culture, while giving the impression that they didn't give a damn, and they've been rechristened the Strolling Bones by the more impish new wave pop musicians. That's Cheek.
Made a pass. watching confined to bed. The grocer told me what to do with bread.
What to do?
Why don't you take up with the paper? Why didn't you get it on me? Pack up your rubber duck. I'd like to wish you luck. You funny cigarette. 51 packets. Pack all your clothes away. Your rubber hose away. Your old day clothes away.
Eight, in fact, fast coming up to 21 minutes past 8. Carl Bear Sager. Well, of course, you're moving out today. After our little break, we'll be back and we'll be hearing from Robert John and the story of Sad Eyes.
Six and a half thousand square feet of reconditioned oak and mahogany furniture is now available to North Dublin City shoppers from Coyle Furnishings at the new Edenmore Shopping Centre off Tonlagie Road. We have great value in single and double wardrobes, beds, dressing tables and chests of drawers. And this week's special is a three-piece bed settee for only £120. Come and see for yourself at Coyle Furnishings, the new Edenmore Shopping Centre off Tonlagie Road, only a half mile down from the Malahide Road. Coyle Furnishings, late opening Thursdays and Fridays.
And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
That sounds
for
about Dublin, and I am a maker of fame. And if you want to hear more about it, just tune in to Noel Purcell's Dublin, and Dave will tell you the place on the dial and the time.
Join yours truly, Dave C., for a fascinating look at Noel Purcell's Dublin, Sunday and Wednesday at 1 p.m., exclusively on AORD.
Think of the advantages of a warm and draft-free atmosphere in your home. Now think of Eastern Aluminium Limited. Eastern Aluminium supply and fit windows and doors, single or double glazed, in a variety of colors. And at Eastern Aluminium, you can buy top-quality window frames and doors and fit them yourself. You can save up to 50% on your home improvements at Eastern Aluminium. Eastern Aluminium Limited, telephone 786-128, or call to 7 Bailey's Row or Portland Row in Dublin 1. Eastern Aluminium Limited,
786-128.
Twenty-three minutes past 8 o'clock. On this Tuesday morning, you're with AOD, and here's a former record of the week on the breakfast program. Mr. Robert John, all the way from America. The story of Sad Eyes.
Coming home today.
Just coming up for 27 minutes past 8 o'clock, that's Robert John and Satire taking us down to the second track of my Artist of the Week this week, and the second one from him this morning, Mr. Tom Jones. And if you're old enough, you'll remember this one. Story of Detroit City and a man going down and down.